Stream the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire worldwide every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did anybody have British-born journalist, editor, producer, VJ, and host and creator of MTV's 120 Minutes, Dave Kendall?
Not that I've, nobody's submitted him as a death yet. Let me check.
I remember him. He must have been.
I do remember him, too, yeah. But I can't find any record of the day of his birth. But he...
Well, he hosted that show like 89 and 92. He started 120 Minutes, too, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah. He was the original host and the creator.
Right.
And died today, I guess.
Yeah, yesterday today.
But the year of his birth, I can't seem to find anything. So
there's
I don't know.
A soap star that died, too, a couple of days ago. I recognized him.
No, the only Kendall that has any picks is, I believe, lead guitarist from Great White, Mark Kendall.
Oh, we met him. Yeah.
I believe he's sick, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is he really?
Do they still tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple different. Yeah, well, Jack Russell's passed since then, too. But
Jack
Russell.
Didn't their bass player die in that fire?
No.
No, one of their crew member died. Oh. The band got out.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the band lost.
They were in the studio with us 6 months after that. Nice guys. And just, they were shell-shocked.
Still. Well, they were at the... They were at the birthday bash like a year before.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
that's where I'm. That's I got to see him there.
A little 12-year-old Hyrell.
Yeah. that's
before he was Hyrell.
Before he was all
innocent in that photo. That photo is so good of us all together there.
I think he was at that one. That was the one.
Yeah, the one you're at. Okay. Okay.
Well, and I went to a few of them, but I have a bunch of pictures from that one, and there's a picture of me getting a signature from him.
Now, none of us know anything about stocks here, or my son's actually studying that pretty much a lot. I should ask him about this. But Taco Bell stock has dropped because of diarrhea. So do you just buy that?
Wasn't that inevitable?
But don't you know it's going to go back up?
Yeah, of course it's going to go back up.
I have no idea what it is. What's a share of Taco Bell right now?
I guess
but I just saw the headline, it dropped like diarrhea.
No,
it
wasn't. You know what I feel bad for is I was reading, looking at a story in USA Today about this. So what is it? Crypto sclerosis.
Right,
the hell. You know, there's a caption. There's a picture of a woman just shopping for produce.
Right.
And a caption involving explosive diarrhea underneath. So she's now unwittingly the poster child for explosive diarrhea.
For explosive diarrhea.
Just out shopping for produce one day, and some USA Today photographer takes a shot. And there you are. You're Mrs. Explosive Diarrhea.
I follow this doctor on Twitter, and he said he wrote these three things about this situation. Shuts down Ebola research. There's a massive Ebola outbreak. Defund screwworm research. Screwworm comes back to the U.S. And the final one is closes CDC parasite disease division. Huge parasitic diarrhea outbreak.
Cyclospora.
That's all under
now in
all under Kennedy.
45 states.
Yeah. So what's it go for now, Puss?
154.
Yeah, and it's down quite a bit.
From what? The
little, I don't know where it started, but the little stock chart starts off here and goes straight down.
is it down because of the?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That makes sense.
They've it's had down to take like $10.
A bunch of stuff off the menu because I guess the produce they're importing has a bunch of this stuff.
Has a bunch of it.
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying to Rachel, you know, I guess I'm not the one with the bad diet because everything I eat comes from a box. You know what I mean? You know what's never given me diarrhea is Oreos.
Ask when you get a chance.
Oh, that kind of box.
Ask Ryder if this is a good chance to buy low. Because I think it's going back up.
He said it's only $10, so you'd have to put a massive amount in there to make any money coming back.
It looks like the lowest it's been was October of 2022, and it was $106. And it's not just Taco Bell. It's under Yum! Exclamation point.
Oh,
brand.
I know. Oh, other
and
restaurants.
They own KFC Foods, too, I think.
Yeah.
KFC, and is Pizza Hut still part
of Yum?
Did they get rid of that?
Yum, yum. Okay. All right.
Well, I think I saw it this morning. They said the state of Michigan, where apparently it's really bad in Michigan. Like, they've got 5,000-plus cases of this reported.
And they everybody's flying to Detroit right now. Avoid the Taco Bell in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, they're telling people in that state to just stop buying bagged lettuce, period.
At all. Oh, okay.
Because apparently they think that's probably where it's coming from, at least in Michigan. But, I mean, they're saying bagged lettuce, bagged produce like that, just everybody stop.
I'll tell Christy not to buy any bagged lettuce at the airport.
or anything with lettuce on it.
And Nick's sister, too. She's on the same flight.
So she has to fly to Detroit to go to Mexico?
Yeah, flying backwards sucks, man.
That sucks.
I would pay anything not to fly backwards.
I think you're pretty much flying due south.
Well, you kind of are, but you're still flying sideways.
Yeah.
I'd rather fly south right away.
Well, you're flying directly east, more or less, and then directly south, where you'd prefer to do the one part of the triangle.
Well, all Detroit's an easy flight. I've been on that a bunch of times, so it's no big deal.
I think the worst one I ever had was Chicago to Omaha, connecting through Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the dumbest route.
That's awful. Yeah.
I think we also went Puerto Vallarta to Atlanta to Omaha, which is a little bit. That's a crazy.
We did for the upgrade, because Christy's got all the upgrades with Delta. We went to New Orleans by way of New York City.
Yeah, I remember that. You did that on a weekend, didn't you?
That was a long weekend.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, so that one was idiotic.
Flew into LaGuardia because that way. I guess we could both be in first class.
Well, first class, then that's a vacation in itself.
That's worth it. Yeah.
Riding in first class and boozing and eating, to me, it's a vacation in itself.
Yeah, you're backtracking a little to the west. Coming out of Detroit, going into Cancun, but not much. Yeah.
I did Omaha to Minneapolis to Cabo, both ways. That same route.
Yeah,
go straight north to go straight south.
I'm going to be heading there a little bit. My daughter's moving to Minneapolis in August. Yeah.
The weather's great in the winter.
Yeah, well, he loves Minneapolis. He's a Minneapolis guy. But I love Minneapolis. It's a great city, but I wouldn't be there in the winter. Yeah, I'm not going to visit in the winter.
It'd be a lot cooler if it was three states further south.
I'm not going to visit in the winter, right.
It's like McDonald's stock is down.
Wow.
$266 for a share of McDonald's.
Pick it up.
I'm surprised you're not a shareholder, Nick.
Yeah. I'm surprised you ever found a McDonald's hack. And by the way,
you don't need one. Their reward system is
using the app. Really,
yeah, the app is all
the
you
app
need.
Is the way to go. I have a
Kroger King can learn something from them.
I have a Culver's hack, and that is that they put the full size adult butter burgers in their kids meals.
Really?
So if you go and buy a kids meal at Culver's, it's a full-size meal. All you get is less fries, and it comes with ice cream.
Can you add bacon and cheese? Can you add whatever you want to the burger?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
Tyrell, I saw you in your underwear show. You're in decent shape. How do you stay fairly thin? I mean, not skinny, but you're not fat. You're not fat.
Rachel,
you eat like Nick does.
Right? No, right. Rachel makes me carry a lot of stuff around the theater.
you just burn calories easy?
I just stay active. I'm an active guy. I do a lot of walking.
You move around a lot.
I try to walk a couple miles every day, too, honestly. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that'll help.
Yeah,
then you can have a butter burger.
No,
when you
exactly.
Walk a couple miles. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I just hit 35 this year, so I'm definitely getting to the point where like my metabolism's starting to slow
down. But it slows down before 35, even.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
good for you.
Enough.
Good for you.
Fair
man.
Enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
Usually slows down from people right after they get out of college.
Yeah.
You hit 23, 24.
Or like third grade.
Oh. Go ahead, Nick. Jump on it.
Get in it.
I just pulled the rug out from under
it. Yeah, you did. The Burger King stock is only $74, but it's under the non-creative name. It's under Restaurant Brands International.
Okay.
No wonder it's so low.
That's true. If you're thinking about buying just an individual restaurant, they also have other restaurants involved, so they might be doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you probably can't buy just... I bet Restaurant Brands International owns a couple other...
Yeah. So
I always thought McDonald's would have dropped a little bit when the murderer, the guy that shot the CEO, was narked at a McDonald's.
I think that was great. Like, people were blaming down at
McDonald's. I was pissed at McDonald's for narking on the guy.
That's just their names in every news story.
Yeah, true, but it also means they're a bunch of narcs. You can't go to McDonald's and have a sandwich without somebody looking at you.
Right. Man. I know that one lady and who ended up not even getting paid for ratting him out.
I know.
Ended up, like, her. She had to move, I think. Like, her... She was getting death threats and stuff.
Because she narked on the guy.
She narked on
the folk hero. The folk hero.
She ratted on a folk hero. So,
Restaurant Brains International, Tim Hortons, Burger King, Popeyes, and Firehouse Subs.
Oh, okay.
There's a brand new Firehouse here, and I love Firehouse.
I love Firehouse.
I've never been to Tim Hortons. I don't think I've ever had a Firehouse.
Yeah, Tim Hortons is a Canadian thing, right?
Yeah. Like, donuts.
I think they have them up in the northern tier.
Oh, okay.
Like New England.
But, like, it's like Canadian Denny's, right? They're everywhere in Canada, right?
No, I thought it was donuts, wasn't it?
So you could get baked goods, grilled panini, classic sandwiches, prepared food.
But it's mostly coffee and breakfast food. That's been my Tim Hortons.
I go to Stan Makita's, so Stan Makita's is better.
They do a better job.
Yeah. Swing. Nick, you're slow, man. You're slow.
I was reading about Tim Hortons. Swing.
Jacob Rice.
Ed Harris is so great at that. He's like, talking about how he killed the man. Where he's like, okay, let's go away from here.
I love that.
Email is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Back to daylight savings time here again.
Sure.
Jacob says he works outside during the winter. There are some days when I leave in the morning to go to work, it's dark. And when I leave to go home, it's dark. It's not every day, but I realize my job has varying hours during the winter, but it sucks when it happens. Not that I spend much leisure time outside in the winter because I hate the cold. Yes, I understand that makes no sense because of my job. Maybe I'm an idiot, but I would absolutely love to have an extra hour of daylight in the evening in wintertime. Tom Cotton needs to go F himself along with anyone else whining about it.
Yeah, we all know the majority of us for that, but there are a lot of naysayers out there, and they're just talk about whiny bitches.
Here's another thing about
check them out on socials; they're just bad.
Later, it also stays warmer later if there's light on. So, do you want it to be warmer in the morning when you're
not
sleeping?
No,
you'll get an extra hour of warm temperature because the sun will be setting an hour later.
They showed a congressman walking out of from Tennessee, probably Republican, but no big deal. We're on the same side. It's a bipartisan issue, basically. We're on. And he's walking out saying, we voted it in. He goes, now it's up to the Senate. If they take it up, good luck with that. So he just made that comment. You know.
So he knows.
They might not even take it up.
Good luck with that asshole,
Tom Cotton.
Cotton, right. Right.
God forbid, you know, our government do one thing.
There's
we can
one
all
thing
agree
that most
on.
People are for.
Right, just
one thing that most people are for.
Just one. We don't. It's not even health care. Just like let us all not change the clocks anymore.
That's it. That is it.
You know.
And then there's a bunch of people that we talked earlier that people are whining about kids. Just change the time for school, even a half hour. You know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, the kids need to sleep in anyway.
Yeah.
We've heard that for years.
Yeah. All right, Hyrell Frazier's got. You leaving Hyrell?
I gotta go to my day job.
Okay, all right, man. Thanks.
I'm out of here as well.
And Nick's bailing too.
Yeah. Oh. Nick came in a half hour earlier, leaving an hour earlier. with the time zone change,
that makes sense. Thanks for having me, guys.
Right. Thank you, Tyrell.
See you soon, buddy.
We'll see everybody. See you tomorrow too, Nick.
All right, see you.
We're going to talk about Nick when he leaves.
Oh no!
All the time.
Yeah. People are listening too.
I heard what you said on the radio. Weird.
Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Mm-hmm.